Well, this is big time.
This is huge, you guys.
Our favorite guest back to join us for some more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tanner and Daniela Goodman.
Your hands are a little sweaty.
It's because I'm hot and sweaty.
That's right.
Guys, no one saw that.
Did you dunk it?
She doesn't actually. That's a big deal.
Isaiah's head was in the way.
She's not done that in a long time.
I'm surprised.
She tries hard.
She threw a candy up in the air and she caught it in her mouth for our podcast listeners.
The mouth.
In case you
mouth.
Missed it.
Mouth.
In the mouth.
In the mouth. She caught that in her mouth.
Sometimes Joe and Whitney talk like Isla.
Yes.
It happens.
Yes.
It does happen.
It does.
The Grinch. I was like, that's
icky or yucky.
I need to go potty. I always say I need to go potty. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Mr. Goodman Dental and Good Girl Aesthetics. Check them out. What's your at? Say it right now.
Good Girl Aesthetics AZ.
Woo! AZ.
Let's go.
So, welcome. We're stoked to have you guys.
Stoked to be here.
Last week, we did the worst Christmas gift of all time.
Yep.
Who had the fake?
I thought it was... I can't remember, but I'm going to say Isaiah.
Wasn't me.
Well, yours was the story about getting all the joke gifts for Christmas, right?
That's it was
right.
Me.
That was mine.
Yeah, it was you.
It was me. It was you.
Whoa.
Mine. Yep, it was me.
Yep.
Mine.
That was...
Mine.
I forgot.
The... Ending friend's relationship due to a gift.
Yes, the ex-boyfriend was in a picture.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's right.
The Love friend it. Gave a photo book, like a photo album of her and like her new friend. Well, and there was lots of other pictures in there too. But anyways, an ex showed up amongst those pictures and it was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Ended the relationship.
Yeah. But it's fake, so.
That was good.
Not real.
Good fake. Didn't yes. know. Would never know.
Would never know.
This week, we have Ho Ho Hold My Beer.
Boom! Where the beer's at?
Yeah.
My
root
beer is in the fridge, chilling.
The sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla. My dad's root beer.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right. Who wants to start?
Oh.
Maybe me.
Yeah, looks like it.
Well, hold my beer. I'm excited to hear your stories.
What in the hell?
And I'm excited to see who's the fake. And I can kind of feel like it's
not Whitney.
She's like coming out the gate already pointing fingers. Like, cool.
Started yet.
Cool. Probably not going to be you. Got it.
Okay, well, I'm excited. Joe, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You know what? I would prefer if I went ahead and started.
Oh.
If that'd be okay.
Wow.
Sure.
I found
permission
a gem.
Granted.
Thank you.
One click, no pretending.
Today I effed up by trying to help my neighbor's kid meet Santa. This is my first time posting on this sub. I am 29, have always considered myself to be the fun uncle of the family. I don't have kids of my own or even a girlfriend for that matter, but I love my nieces and nephews and would say I'm kind of a kid at heart. Last week, my neighbor's 6-year-old daughter Emma told me she really wanted to meet Santa. Her mom joked, "If you can make that happen, you'd be your hero." Okay, Emma's mom, challenge accepted. When I was a kid, my stepdad dressed up as in the full Santa suit and came in and rang bells for all the kids to wake up to. We went downstairs and did the whole meet and greet thing with the worst version of the mall Santa that smelled like Curve cologne and Fireball.
Ooh, nice.
All of us kids were either too young to realize it was just my stepdad at the time or threatened to keep the magic for the younger ones. I decided I'd one-up that chump for my pal Emma. I snagged a cheap Santa costume, pillow under my shirt, the works. Around 11 p.m., I grab a ladder and climb onto their roof. I start lightly stomping and jingling some sleigh bells I bought off Amazon. No. I'm feeling like a Christmas wizard until I hear Emma yell, "I hear him," followed by the sound of her front door opening. Panic sets in. I freeze, trying to figure out what to do. Then I hear Emma's dad yelling, "Who's on the roof?" That's when I realize I probably should have given them a heads up. I try to quietly crawl toward the ladder, but it's dark and slippery, and my adrenaline is firing on all cylinders. Naturally, I lose my footing and thud on my stomach and begin my final descent down the angled roof. By the grace of Kris Kringle himself, the only thing in my path leading off the second-story roof was their chimney. Smash the chimney and come to rest. At this point, Emma's dad is outside with a flashlight yelling, "Preston, I see you, you moron." I'm flailing, trying to stand up, when I hear the unmistakable sound of police sirens. Apparently, a neighbor down the street had seen a suspicious figure climbing onto the roof in the middle of the night and called the cops. Now I'm stuck on the roof in full Santa gear with the flashlight in my eyes and police pulling up to the house. Meanwhile, Emma is standing in the yard, absolutely losing her shit, yelling, "Santa's real! I knew it! I knew it!" Her dad is trying to explain to the cops that it's just his man-child neighbor, but the cops are having none of it. They're screaming at me, guns drawn, making demands like, "Show me your hands," and "Walk backwards to the edge of the roof." Don't ask me how, but I didn't get shot. I did get handcuffed in a Santa outfit in front of a very confused six-year-old.
Oh.
After 20 minutes of combative explanations, thanks Officer Dick, they finally let my neighbor vouch for me, and the cops let me go. But now Emma's core memory will be of Santa getting arrested. Her dad won't stop calling me Jingle Jailbird, and I'm pretty sure half the neighbors have Ring footage of me sliding down the roof dressed as Santa. I'm not sure if I saved Christmas or ruined it, but I won't be forgetting this one anytime soon.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
There's no way the cops showed up and had their guns out, right?
Right?
There's a dude dressed as Santa. Like
he's just a druggie.
Yeah, it's a dude with Santa outfit.
On the roof.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, if I was in here, I'd be like, "Wait, Santa is real." I would have thought to call the cops.
Or I would have been I would have been like, somebody's doing something for their kids. You know, something like that.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah, if you can see that he's in Santa gear, like
it's like.
Well, the dad instantly knew that it was him.
Yeah, Preston, you moron.
Yeah, he's like, "What are you doing?"
That's true.
As soon as he like shined the light on him, I'm picturing like you see in the movies where like you can see literally every single part of him. It's like lit up light. Yeah, when it's dark. Like, if it's actually dark and it's just a dude on the roof, that's like, true. Who knows?
No, that's sketch. It's crazy, this story, because I was telling Joe the other week, I was like, "I have a great movie idea." He's like, "I don't want to know." And I said, "No, I'm going to tell you." So, I think there needs to be, like, a Santa horror movie. Oh, like, literally. Like, there is so many kids that would be, lured in by Santa. Like, Santa coming into a little kid's room.
There is.
And she's like, "Santa? Santa, is that you?" And Santa's like, "Climb in the bag and let's go." Puts her in, takes her.
I'm pretty sure there is movies like.
And that's.
Is there serious?
That's his elves. That's Santa's elves.
It came out this year or last year. I remember seeing it and I hate it.
Yeah, there's a lot of scary Santa movies.
Magical man.
Where Santa is actually a killer, but he dresses up as Santa and kidnaps and
kills. That or like Kris Kringle stuff.
I never saw that. It's giving John Wayne Gacy because he was like the clown guy.
Yeah,
like he was like, and he like, it was like his front, you know?
No, what's like the Norwegian Santa that's like an evil character? What's his name?
There's one of everything out there.
Yeah. There should be one of this.
There's a dark side of everything.
I think it's a great
story,
Joe.
Well, yeah.
Joe, I feel like it was a great story.
But it kind of reminded me of that vibe.
Well, it wasn't supposed to give, like, murdering little kids vibe.
I think I know why he's probably still single.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. He's definitely a man child.
Yeah, like, he's trying to make this.
He's for sure, yeah.
He forgot to tell the parents, "Hey, by the way, I'll be on your roof tonight."
I know.
So he probably forgets on the first date to tell her even, like, where to go and be.
Yeah.
And what his plan is.
Like, I live with my mom, and I'm 48.
29.
Good listening.
He doesn't say it, but I think he is
watching. Oh. You made that up.
No, he said he's 29.
He said he's 29. Oh.
Yeah, he is 29.
Yeah. But we don't know if he lives with his mom.
Probably does.
I don't know.
I thought he said that the neighbors, he had to talk to the neighbors.
He didn't.
When I read this, I definitely thought that he like was just a guy, just an adult guy that lives on his own and like has family out of town. But I don't know.
Uncle. He's no, just a neighbor.
He just gave the preface like, I'm like cool with kids. I'm the fun uncle.
So he lives for that.
He's a man child.
Yeah.
But he's responsible enough to own his own home. He's just not responsible enough to tell his neighbor he's going to get on his roof.
Yes.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
Yeah. And it was like, well, I think it said 11 p.m.
Oh my gosh. Is there like an update or anything?
No update, but I'll tell you the best comment.
Okay.
Nothing screams holiday spirit like getting cuffed in a Santa suit while a six-year-old cheers you on. Truly the Christmas miracle we all deserve.
Oh. Wow, just wrap that up in a little bow.
1.6K up likes. This dude's not even afraid of the cops. Let's go, Santa.
Santa, you're so bad cool.
Doesn't Santa end up in jail in Christmas Chronicles? Even in Santa Claus, he goes to jail. He gets
handcuffed. Yeah, he does. Yeah. Literally, he falls off the roof, too, in one of them.
He kills Santa because he scares him. Santa falls off the roof, and then he becomes Santa.
I forgot.
Right.
So if you ever kill Santa, kinda dark. You'll become Santa.
That is a little weird.
Did you see the new Jack Black movie where he's not Santa, he's Satan?
The kid accidentally, he doesn't know how to spell. Dyslexic. And so he, I don't know if that means he's dyslexic.
Well, he's
instead of Santa, he writes Satan.
And he sends the letter and then Jack Black is the Satan, and then he goes and
he is the Satan.
He's like, what do you want, kid? It looks funny. It's on Prime.
It looks really cute.
Oh my god.
Because then it's about how Satan can't break this kid. Like, this kid is just so good and pure hearted. Yeah.
Yes. We haven't seen it. I want to know.
Movie night.
Yeah. Anyways. That sounds cute.
Bring the Doritos.
I love
Deal. I'll bring my little ball.
Cool Ranch too, please.
Cool Ranch. Raise your hand.
I'm torn.
Whoa.
I like
so the men, man. Nacho cheese?
The nacho cheese really hits.
Nacho
tonight.
Cheese is just like I love Cool Ranch,
but I would say I would rather eat
so nacho. Men like Cool Ranch, women like nacho cheese.
I'm so
that's torn. Crazy.
Do you remember when they had Cool Ranch tacos at Taco Bell?
Hey. Oh, bro.
But the best chips did on the planet are just
I would demolish those mother
those are so good. Oh.
Okay, Witters.
I'm so excited.
Witters.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You hear that?
He wrote the intro.
Yes. Why did okay?
How did we miss that?
We missed that. You guys, this is that. Tanner in the flesh that literally created our internet.
Boop, 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 boop. Yep.
That's
him. Now you know where it came from.
That's kind of it. My voice is gone. It's
internet frenzy.
You know, it's like I'm scratching
right now. Internet frenzy.
Na, 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 na. Okay. Okay, wait, you're up.
Okay, cool. Saddle up because this story is going to take you on a wild ride.
Mm-hmm. Always do.
Every year, my family goes on our annual 4th of July trip to Sholo, and I always bring a friend with me. My best friend Kennedy and I were seniors in high school at the time, and she'd be coming with me on this trip for years. She'd be coming with me on this trip every year.
She'll be coming around this close to home.
This particular year, we decided to book a horseback riding trail together, and my older sister, Macy, joined us. My mom booked the ride, thinking it would be a fun adventure. She drove us to the horseback riding place, and when we arrived, my sister, Kennedy, and I got out of the car. Out of the barn came this older, homeless-looking man alongside the owner, who was a woman. The owner asked, "Okay, who here is the best at riding horses?" Of course, I didn't raise my hand because I've learned the hard way that saying you've ridden horses before often gets you the most difficult horse. Unfortunately, my sister Macy decided to speak up saying, "Oh, she's the best." So I was assigned the biggest black horse named Midnight, who was quite the character. My best friend, who had never been horseback riding in her life, was given the smallest horse, while my postpartum sister, 4 months out from having her baby, was assigned a medium-sized horse. We mounted our horses, and the owner announced that Jim, the old man, would be taking us on our trail ride. She told my mom, "It'll be an hour, and you can pick them up hereafter." My mom hesitated for a second, uneasy about leaving three girls with a stranger in the woods, but eventually pushed aside the feeling and drove back to the resort.
What's the worst that could happen?
The resort in Sholo? What's that?
Torreon.
Okay.
At first, everything seemed fine. We chatted with Jim here and there, but I didn't like his vibe. He seemed overly flirty with my sister, which made me uncomfortable. The only good thing about Jim was that he wasn't strict like most trail ride guides. Usually they have a bunch of rules, no galloping, no going off trail, etc. But Jim was the opposite. He encouraged us to go off trail, take photos, and even run the horses a little. At one point, Jim decided to take us to a scenic spot for photos. We agreed, thinking it sounded fun. But little did we know, this detour would completely take us off the trail. After the photos, we started heading back, or so we thought. Time dragged on, and I noticed Jim was getting frantic. He kept looking around nervously and checking his phone, but there was no signal. I checked my phone too. Nothing. That's when I realized we were lost, and we were already 30 minutes late getting back. At first, my sister didn't notice anything, still chatting away, and Kennedy was just happy to still be alive on her horse. Meanwhile, my horse was getting increasingly irritated. Midnight kept nipping at my sister's horse, causing it to buck, which terrified me. Then Jim started leading us down steep, treacherous paths where we had to guide our horses sideways. I was absolutely terrified and pissed off. I asked Jim if I could get off and walk my horse because I felt unsafe, but he yelled at me to stay on and insisted I'd be fine. My frustration grew. My horse was acting up, and my friend, who had no experience riding, looked completely overwhelmed. Finally, after 2 hours of wandering, Jim admitted he was lost. Panic set in. To make matters worse, it started pouring rain. We were soaked, freezing, and wearing summer clothes. My sister, who was still breastfeeding, was in agony because her chest was full of milk and sore from the bumpy ride. She was completely...
Jim could take care of that.
Milk's
that was Jim's goal. He's like, let's see how full these puppies can get.
She was completely drenched from leaking.
Jim.
Jim's just a sick dog.
Sick dog.
I'm right lost. As if that wasn't enough, Kennedy whispered to me, I'm bleeding through. She was on her period, and I'd completely every womanly
thing that could go wrong.
Was on her period, and had completely bled through her pants and the saddle. There was blood all over the saddle. She ended up taking off her sports bra to use as a makeshift pad. She literally took the sports bra off. No, Jim was in front. Then it was the sister. Then it was me. I mean,
yes.
So now we had my soaked postpartum sister, my friend bleeding everywhere, and me trying not to get bucked off my angry horse. After 8.5 hours of being lost, we finally found a side road and were able to contact someone. We were miles from the barn. The manager came to pick us up in an old beat up truck with blankets, and we were absolutely frozen, drenched, and sore.
And bloody.
Yeah.
Making. Yeah. And yeah. What's that thing that happens in like 20 minutes if you don't let them out? What do you get?
Oh,
that
mastitis. Infection?
Yeah.
That. Yeah. When we got back, my mom and family were waiting, worried, sick. I still can't believe they didn't call the police or send out a search party. They just trusted the one manager to find us. Needless to say, we survived, but we have never been horseback riding again.
Okay, but like, doesn't every horse know its way home? Like, isn't that a known thing?
Know. Midnight didn't.
This isn't.
I'm like, yep.
Yes. Yes. The horse is like, no, huh?
Oh, yep. Come on, midnight.
Midnight. Okay.
Midnight. Yep.
But really, that's probably what I would have said.
Oh, I was just gonna say. So this story is a true story. And this happened to me and my sister and Kenzie. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so what happened literally was she's in front, my sister, then me, and then Kenzie was kind of like off to the side. My horse hated my sister's horse, hated it. So it was getting so irritated, like literally 30 minutes into this trail ride. We were out there for 8.5 hours and our guide didn't let us get off our horse once. He was screaming at me because I was the meanest out of all the girls towards like...
How old were you?
We were seniors in high school. And my sister was, I don't know, maybe 24, 25 at that point.
What if you had to pee?
Nope. We probably just peed on the saddle. That's probably what Kenzie did. I didn't have to. But literally, we did not get off the horse until we finally found a side road. And we all got off, and he was just smoking a cigarette, like literally three of them, waiting for...
Three at a time?
Throughout the whole time.
That trail, man.
This happens all the time.
That wrong turn again, damn it.
I'll just never forget looking over at my friend and her
just being like, Winnie. And I'm like, Trina, it's gonna bug me this damn horse. Like, I was so pissed the entire
Midnight!
And I kept yelling, Jim, I need to get off this effing horse. Like, I was so mad. But Kenzie's like, Winnie. And I like, look. And I'm like, oh. And it's just everywhere. Oh, and she's like, and Kenzie's just like the sweetest human ever. And she's just like, I'm gonna take off my sports bra and put it in. Okay? Just so positive.
The sports bras are easy.
She's like this. And then she took it off while she's on the horse. So she's like.
Dude. Oh my God.
Just another example of men and women are not the same.
I think she has yoga pants on. She's just over here just putting it in. And I'm literally like this. And she's like, she looks back at me and she's like.
She's like, all's well.
And I'm over here like. Okay, like, and I told Kenzie later on, I was like, dude, I didn't give a crap about anyone but myself at that point. Like, I was just trying not to die. Everyone did it for themselves.
8.5 hours?
Yes, it was horrible.
It's a news article.
We
get lost.
Yes, I'm so upset that this didn't. See, this is my chance to shine with this
story.
Did
they, like, offer you any compensation?
They gave it, my mom and dad, the horseback. Yeah, the money back. And they had to fight for it. My mom had to fight for it.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we finally get to our way to this, like, end of the road. Like, we find a side road or whatever, and it's like a dirt road. We're miles and miles and miles off the trail or, like, the barn. I would have remembered, but it was so far. Like, so far. And so we finally find the side of the road, and then Jim's like, okay, girls, we all can get off. So we're all.
Is he African?
Where's the accent?
Girls, go ahead. Get off. Deep into the.
He just said, "Get off." So we all like getting off or whatever. And Kenzie's like trying to like wipe the saddle, you know. So we get off, and we literally all three of us just hugged each other, and we were shivering the whole time. Like, we were so cold, and we were just holding each other, shivering, and we're just under these trees, and we had to wait. I think it was like a good 20 minutes for her to drive from the barn. Actually, it might have been longer than that. Drive from the barn to come get us. And we like get in the back and like, we don't know either of these people. Like, this is like, where's the cops? So where's the search party? Like, where's our family? You guys are all just out having a good old time in Torreon and we're dying.
Your dad is golfing.
100%. Yes. Yeah, I don't think my dad knew until we got home. Like, so how was your day? Cool.
Oh, yeah. We
almost died. But there was a point. It was about, like, 3 hours in where we were just going on this crazy trail, having to literally go down this hill that's going straight down. We had to literally take our – I don't know if any of you have seen this or done this. Take your horses down sideways because they will literally flip. So Kenzie's never ridden a horse in her life. And
she's bleeding out.
And bless her heart. She was like, Whitney, I don't know. And I was like, I don't know. And I'm just trying to go. Like, literally leave her trying to do this. Thankfully, the horses kind of knew what they were doing at that point. But
I'm going sideways again.
Damn, Jim.
Jim.
You got a wrong turn.
But there was a point in this experience where I was like, this man is taking us to his abandoned cabin. Or, like, his cabin where he is going to hoard us. Like, we would have been screwed.
Yeah!
Midnight safety! Safety!
Yeah!
I might have had the fake and lied to you this whole time, you guys, or this could be a true story.
I'm sold.
But I am here. I have survived to tell a tale.
I like it.
Yeehaw.
I'm going to be reading from Today I Effed Up. The title is Letting My Mom Use My Butthole Vaseline.
Oh, okay, wait. We've all had a
All right. Actually, I do have a tub. Let's go. I have one.
For what?
I have Aquaphor and Vaseline. Different ones for different occasions. But let's go.
Sometimes you don't wipe the poop off your boot. Sometimes you're just in the...
Well, I shower it off. I bidet it in the shower.
I don't think
it's a bidet. That's not what I... Mine's from like sweating, golfing, like having the golf bag on it. So this happened a while ago, but I almost busted a lung relieving it today. Oh, reliving it today.
I told you not to do that. I told you not to do that.
Reliving?
What were you busting again?
Butthole bustling and busting. Go ahead.
All right. Let's do this again. So this happened a while ago, but I almost busted a lung reliving it today. I hope I'm not breaking any rules. When I was in university, I was a Division I water polo player. This means we have tight swimsuits that are singular panel with no smaller straps than someone might hold on to. Basically completely covered from neck to panty line, front and back, these swimsuits are extremely tight and zip up in the back. We often had to do long swim sets wearing water polo suits instead of normal swimsuits, or do get out drills, where we would swim, pull ourselves out of the water, and do some exercise on land. Burpees. I have extremely sensitive skin, so my water polo suit would chafe my skin horribly, basically creating burns where the suit rubbed against my skin. I would get burns from swimming long distance and it zipped, unzip it, and get burns in a V pattern where the zipper sat. Water polo suits also ride up like a wedgie, giving me chafed burns in my butt crack. My doctor recommended that I tried.
This is a girl.
My doctor recommended that I try applying Vaseline to reduce the friction, which I did basically every day. Therefore, I had a quart, 2-pint-sized tub of Vaseline. When I was moving out of my apartment, my parents came to help me out. We were packing up my stuff when I turn around and see my mom holding the tub of Vaseline, rubbing her lips together. How you do when you apply chapstick.
She sees a giant tub of Vaseline. Like, oh, German, yes.
I do.
But not your daughters. You're like moving her and you're just like, oh my gosh.
The look on my face must have been utter shock and horror. She goes, what? And I burst out laughing. I tell her that's my water polo Vaseline that I rub all over my body. It's not for lips. I didn't mention exactly what unmentionables I'd applied it to. I'm not an animal. It's not like I was double dipping, but these burns were crazy painful. And I can't be totally sure I didn't say, screw it some days and double dip.
Death double dip.
Yeah. One dip isn't enough.
Enough for both.
A little bit more. Okay. You are right. I did double dip, but I tried not to.
Oh, truth. Okay.
Keep in mind, I would jump into a lot of heavily chlorinated water about 30 seconds later, so I figured sanitation-wise, it was whatever. Real water sport athletes pee in the pool constantly. Sorry, but it's true. I don't know why that matters.
I'm not even an athlete, and I do too.
Today, while visiting for Christmas, my mom offered me some Vaseline for my lips from a normal-sized container that lives in her medicine cabinet, and I said, you don't use this one for your butthole, right? We both started laughing, and she said, I never told her exactly what I used it for, but it's been almost 10 years, and she's fine, so whatever. Anyway, I think we both have more core memories of each other's faces on that day, her innocently rubbing her lips together, and me wide-eyed in panic.
That's so good.
Do you guys want to hear a funny comment?
Yeah.
Okay. Reminds me of the time my granny put some kind of tingling lube on her lips, thinking it was chapstick, LOL. My cousin got it as like a novelty gift and left it somewhere random. Granny asked if she could use the chapstick. Cousin said, sure, from the living room. Next thing we know, my grandma's walking in the room, popping her lips, saying they feel funny and asking what kind of chapstick it was. Holding it up in front of the whole family, my cousin got a lesson in putting shit like that in the drawer from that day on. LOL.
It was like a lube. My sister, grandma used to not have, she didn't have teeth like the last few years of her life.
She would suck the salt off the pretzels and then put them back. Yeah. And then Carly comes around and is like, pretzels. And she's like, these are so bland. They're kind of soft. And then she realizes these are grandma's pretzels.
Sucked on pretzels.
I would throw up.
We were dying.
How old was Carly?
She was old. Like this is like right before grandma died.
What a great memory to have.
Oh, dude, we all laugh. Grandma, I didn't see her laugh in years, and she was laughing her head off.
Well, then, thank you, Carly, for that.
Yeah, thank you, Carly, for sucking on grandma's sucked-on pretzels.
Oh, my
I went up for a dance in Sholo before I lived there. Oh, yeah. And I forgot to brush my teeth before I drove up there. So before my date for the school homecoming.
This was the first day I met.
I was like, oh my gosh, I need to brush my teeth. So I was like, Chase, I need to use your bathroom. So I went, peed, and I was like, oh, there's Chase's toothbrush. So I used Chase's toothbrush to brush my teeth. And then I never told him. So like a year later when I'm living with him, I'm like, hey, bro, like I want to tell you something. I have to tell you this. A year ago, I used your toothbrush and he still was using it till that day.
It's not that bad.
That's nasty. That's
Chase was appalled.
I would be
Chase was
appalled.
Freaking out.
Chase is like a germaphobe.
Okay, but that's like your family. You guys are germaphobes.
No, I'd be
like,
so
me, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, cool, you can use my toothbrush, yeah. Whatever you want.
Ew.
I just wash it off.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Wash it off.
That's you guys. That's your family, though.
That's so funny.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Wash their chicken with dish soap?
What?
Like Dawn? Like to wash their chicken?
Who does that?
You're only supposed to wash ducks.
Yeah,
people wash their chicken with soap?
Yes, like scrubbed it.
I thought that was just
scrubbed
on like...
It?
I don't know if that was... yeah.
Exfoliated.
I thought that was on like the Father of the Bride. Didn't they do that on that? Like,
oh, did they?
I
love that movie.
It was a movie that was...
Oh. So this is from Am I the Asshole? And it's, am I the asshole for telling my mother-in-law not to place her own gift tags on Christmas presents I ordered for my children? So basically, I had ordered all my children's Christmas presents online to be sent to my in-laws' home. As we were spending Christmas there this year, my mother-in-law said that she didn't mind wrapping them all up before we got there. We arrived here yesterday and all was well. After the kids got settled in their room, I got a chance to ask her about the presents. She told me that she mostly all wrapped, with just a couple she needed to finish off. They were stored in the basement.
I did ask if she needed a hand finishing the rest off, but she just insisted that she would finish the rest after our journey. So I rejoined my husband in the sitting room. A couple hours later, she had gone to take a nap, so I went down to their basement to see how many had been wrapped. Like she had said, there were some still left to wrap, but as I was checking some of the bigger presents, I noticed that they already had gift tags taped to them, and when I flipped the tags, they read, from Grandma, on not just one, but all of the bigger ones. So I immediately went and told my husband about what I just found, and he said that his mom had asked if she could put a few of their tags on, of her tags on, as she didn't want to disappoint her grandsons. My husband agreed that she could and told her and told me that it isn't a big deal and that it's the only time we'll be spending Christmas over at theirs, as we live 4 hours away. I'm mad that most of the bigger presents are things that I had pre-ordered for a long time and put a lot of thought into and had some toys personalized with their name, which costed a lot of money. Anyways, my mother-in-law came back downstairs from her nap, so I basically told her that I don't think it's right for her to just do without asking me also. She got super upset and told me that I am being selfish and tried to guilt trip me, saying that this could be one of the last Christmases she will ever have. She's old, but not that old. She's 71. She told me that I'm ruining Christmas already. I don't know. I'm trying my best to appear as nothing is wrong around my kids. I do feel bad and that I maybe have overreacted. I don't know what to do. Should I leave her tags on and apologize or put my own tags on and tell her she should have bought more? This is turning into a nightmare.
You're a grandma. You buy your grandkids, like, with our mom? You'll never have to worry about that.
As the mom, would you be upset?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
I'd be like, oh, yeah. No, I got my kids this. I'm going to put my name on there.
I'd be pissed as the dad.
I would be so mad at my husband. Like, why did you think that was okay?
But also, I would feel like, lesson learned. Don't send the gifts. I'm going to have to do them myself and wrap them and tag them myself. Yes.
Well, what if they're like coming from out of state, right, and they don't want to travel with the big gift?
So it's 4 hours.
Yeah, I mean that's really not that.
But then they got to take.
But they were
cars.
Going to their parents' house, like they were guests. It wasn't at their. It wasn't like the parents traveled to their home and were like, we couldn't get presents here.
Right.
It's the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So true. Grandma should have gotten her own freaking gifts.
Go to the dollar store, Grandma.
Yeah, come on.
I went the other day and there wasn't good stuff. I was disappointed.
And they jacked the prices up.
It's like the $2 store.
Joey, you're getting dollar store gifts.
Oh, yeah. Dope. I trust me. I know.
And they freaking have like a $5 section. And of course, that's the section my kid wants to go. I'm like, why am I at Dollar Tree?
You're at the $5 tree.
I'm at the $5 crap tree.
Hey, may I?
Five below.
What?
May I contribute?
Absolutely.
So... there's an easy solution here.
Obviously, you wouldn't have known beforehand, but I just was putting myself in this scenario. Grandma's poor. She can't afford the gifts for the kids. Like, you get out in front of it, say, Grandma, I'm going to send you a $200 Visa gift card. Go crazy. Like, buy gifts for our kids. They're from you. Mm-hmm. But, like, go put in the work. Don't just, like, you don't get to just take the cool stuff we bought our kids and say it's from you. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it said.
Where's the grandpa?
Oh, it did say grandma's poor?
What did it say? It said that
It didn't necessarily say that. She just said that his mom had asked if she could put a few of her tags on as she didn't want to disappoint her grandsons. My husband agreed that she could and told me that it isn't a big deal.
The husband already knew. He should have been like, heads up, grandma wants a few presents.
Help us. Take the little ones.
So then I would have prepared, like, here, grandma.
And for your dirt bike, I bought that for you.
I know, and you can't just do that without asking first. Like, I'm just going to put my name on this tag.
Well, she did ask the son. The son's just dumb.
Oh, the son didn't talk to the wife. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, the grandma's smart for asking the husband. For asking her own son.
Well, duh.
I would want her to pick them so it's like more meaningful.
Yes.
And like you want to give them gifts. Like, get out there and pick them yourself. Don't. You're not just like taking them. You're not just inheriting them. Like, that's like lazy and like pity party. No, I'm not here for the pity party.
No, here's $100. Go get a couple gifts.
Exactly.
We don't even know if she's poor.
But I mean, like.
Yeah. And.
If I'm just assuming that's probably what she's
doing. What if it's too last minute? Like, isn't this on Christmas Eve? This is all happening.
Sounds like it.
How's she going to have time to go get $100?
Grandma needs to stop doing what I do and wait till Christmas Eve.
Exactly. Christmas is the same day every year, Grandma. You got to just get ahead of this thing.
You know what's coming, Grandma.
Save your Social Security, Grandma. Yeah. And freaking get your grandkids a present.
You're $28,000 a year.
You can't spend $200. Come on. Oh, poor grandma.
Really she
just
really
wants to feel special.
She does want to feel special.
But, like, I bought those and I want to be special.
Especially because, like, the mom put in the work. She said it was, like, personalized and she had some special gifts like, in
customized.
There. I would definitely, customized. Like, I would definitely want that to be like, this is from mommy or daddy.
Santa Claus or Santa.
What about Santa? Would you rather give the credit to the grandma or some magical
man?
All my good presents came from my parents.
I'm my really stocking? Good presents from parents.
No way. Mine were all from Santa.
What an episode.
What?
Grandma stealing the gift.
Yeah, grandma stealing the
gift tag.
He was Vaseline in your butt cheeks on her lip cheeks.
You were
Whitney's was the riding. Period booby horse. And
in
Joe's
Woman
was
Wonderland the of hell.
Frick, what was Joe's?
Santa caught on the roof.
Oh, yeah. Preston.
Man-child
Preston,
fake.
Yes.
Preston, what the hell?
I think Joe's is fake.
Joe's is fake.
I either think it's Joe or I think Isaiah, because Isaiah's was so freaking funny.
I can't see that happening.
I think it could be Whitney.
Thanks, guys, for hanging out, watching, listening. Yes. Love you.
Hey, internet friends, y'all three. Love you guys. See you next week.
One click, no pretending.